A cold front is sinking to our south this afternoon. That opens the door to a one-day shot of cool air for tonight and tomorrow, and then temperatures will rebound to seasonable levels on Sunday. Behind that front today, it is on the windy side. Wind gusts at times have been in the range of 30 to 40 miles per hour, and it will remain fairly gusty through at least the first part of the night, and then the winds will ease a little bit late this evening and after midnight, though it's definitely not going to become calm. Now, we are still seeing some lingering clouds behind that front, and even some rain and snow showers lingered right into this afternoon. Moving into tonight, the air will continue to dry out, so the clouds that are left will tend to break up. It is going to be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the 20s, and with that gusty wind, it will feel even cooler. So if you have plans tonight, you'll definitely want to have a heavier coat ready to go, and some of us may even reach for the mittens or gloves, and maybe even a scarf or hat. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure is in control, and it's a big area of high pressure. It will be positioned south of the Great Lakes, so it covers a lot of real estate, and it's going to bring us a very nice-looking day tomorrow, but it's definitely going to be a cool day for this time of year. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon will only be in the lower to mid-40s, and it will be breezy at times as well, though not as gusty as today. But all in all, we're looking for a good amount of sunshine through the day. A couple of clouds will mix in, especially north and west of the capital region. It'll be on the cool side tomorrow night as temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s, though likely not as cool as tonight. And then on Sunday, we see those temperatures bounce back into the lower 50s across much of our area. Now, in terms of the drought, the latest drought monitor was released yesterday. There's no major changes on the map for this week. We're still looking at moderate to severe drought across much of our area, and there's still a pocket of extreme drought in the central part of Massachusetts in and around the Pioneer Valley. Now, there is potential next week that a storm may come up the coast and bring us some needed rainfall, so we will definitely keep you posted on that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clearing, breezy and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and cool, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clearing, breezy, and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, high in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low 25 to 30. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and seasonable, high 48 to 54. And looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny, with temperatures that will be warmer in the 50s by Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.